Vanilla Strengths with Mike Damon. Hey, hello and welcome to another episode of the No Strengths Podcast. And my name is Mike Damon, always. I'm your host. In Nigeria, everyone is trying to be careful or pretentious about the subject of homosexuality because of how people negatively respond to the issue, making it a big deal when really it's not. Thanks to courageous people out there who are driving positive conversations around the subject and as a result, bringing visibility to the issue. So on this week's episode here at No Strings, we are super excited to meet one of those people. Yeah, and we are going to have, as usual, an interesting conversation with a writer who is a Nigerian. We've taken a very bold step to positively mainstream the subject of homosexuality by engaging gay characters in one of his new interesting book titled Sex and Lagos City. Okay, here, let's take a short time out and then come back to join him on the conversation with him. Stay on No Strings. No Strings continues. I'll be back shortly.
You're listening to No Strings.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. And welcome back to No Strings. We're about to learn about a new book by a Nigerian author whose book touches on the subject of homosexuality. Now, for those of us who've always said, oh, I need something Nigerian or something close to home to read about being gay and all, like a novel or a book, well, wonder no more. It's here, Sex and Lagos City. Yeah, I'm a little bit too excited. It's a book by Success Akpojoto, and we'll be talking about it with him, and he'll be answering some of our questions. So let's go have that conversation with him now. Hello Success, welcome to No Strings. It is conceived that you're a Nigerian writer and novelist. That is clear, but I'm sure listeners are keen to learn more about the man behind the book. So please, can you tell us a bit more about yourself, where you grew up, you know, those sort of details?
Thank you, Mike. But first, I want to correct an impression that I'm a Nigerian writer. Mm. I am not a Nigerian writer. I'm an author with Nigerian roots.
Okay.
I write for a global audience. Yes, I write for a global audience. Mm. And what is that thing about me? Okay, I was born in Benin City. I grew up there. And I'm a man. Yes, of course, I'm a man. I was born a man. Mm. And I'll continue to be a man in this life and in my next. Mm. I'll do anything for pound yam with a goosey and fresh fish. I like to go drink. Mm. I'm a sucker for Patricia Cornwell's books and novels. And then music. Yes, I love classical music. Mm. And my favorite movie of all time is Basil Kingston, Sharon Stone. She was in that movie. I can see that movie a billion times.
Hmm. Wow, really interesting. Okay, so can you, for the benefit of those who are listening right now and who have not read this amazing book of yours, tell us about Sex and Lagos City?
Sex and Lagos City is a story set in a metropolitan city.
Hmm.
So the subject of sex has to do mainly with the sexual orientation of so many different characters in the book.
Mm.
And I wrote a book with the intention of appealing mainly to a global audience. And as we know, the issue of homosexuality has been a widely debated and controversial topic in the Nigerian state as well as many other states of the world.
Mm.
And so to get the appeal and to maintain the originality of the topic of sex, of homosexuality, which is a different sexual orientation, it had to be accounted for in the African context. So I didn't do it simply to encourage sales. It's a literary work of art, and it wasn't about the money.
Hmm. Okay, nicely said. Now let's talk about the book's reception. I am aware of the hypocrisy with Nigerians, you know, who pretend that gay people do not exist, and also the dangers and threat that could come along with getting involved with the subject of homosexuality in the country. So is there any notable negative experience you can reference at this point that you've had as a result of your involvement with the book, and, you know, how as readers, particularly the Nigerians, reacted to the book's gay side?
Well, first, I have to state that awful amount of Nigerians and Chinese are the largest consumers of sex and lubricity. So far, the negative experience I've faced is the rejection of the book on Sadavid Facebook shop. This was mainly as a result of the book cover. You know, the book cover is charged with sexual graphics and content. And I personally rated 21, that's my PG rating for adults. Also, I have to say that the book Sex and Legacy is banned on iBooks. I'm sure someone not only saw the book cover but also read the content. And so for now, Sex and Legacy is mainly available on Amazon. And Nigerian readers have given the book a warm reception, no doubt about that. I've gotten some reviews on Okadabooks.com, the platform for Nigerian, for the Nigerian audience. We launched Sex and Legacy on Okada Books, and within 48 hours, we became the most downloaded on the erotica section. So yes, I would say the reception has been phenomenal. And I was spurred by this to release the sequel, Sex and Legacy 2. And right now I'm also working on Sex and Legacy Trilogy, which will be available in 2017 on Valentine's Day.
Wow. So much success there. So much hypocrisy as anticipated from Nigerians. Pretty sad. Evidently, to a large extent, it will not be exaggerating to settle with the fact that there's so much ignorance lingering within African societies, especially as it relates to a complex issue like homosexuality. As a result, sadly, many are still holding strongly to the belief that homosexuality is bad, immoral, or wrong. So with these claims out there, what is your own personal take on the subject?
My personal take. Wish I could pass on this.
I know.
Okay, as a writer, I always try to look at things or issues from more than one perspective. And so I'll look at the issue of homosexuality in the African society from both an objective and a subjective viewpoint. First, objectively, science attempts an explanation that homosexuality is caused by a complicated interaction of hormonal, genetic, and environmental factors. In other words, science says homosexuality is not a choice. Now, subjectively, on the other hand, I can clearly understand the stance of the African society on homosexuality. And I'll say, let's look at the African culture, which is purely unwritten. A true African doesn't need a judge and jury to understand that homosexuality is a taboo. Because it is a taboo, no explanation. And I want to take you back in time in our history when the Europeans came to Africa to rid us of our African belief system. You see, the European imperialists came to Africa in three forms. First, as traders, then as missionaries, and finally as imperialists. While the traders were interested in trade, the imperialists were mainly interested in hijacking and running our political system. And the missionaries, on the other hand, were mainly interested in eradicating our African traditional religion, our belief in multiple deities, which they called paganism, which they called barbaric, they called us heathens and what is it. Now, the onus of institutionalizing homosexuality in Africa, just as various policies that were put in place, like the policy of association or assimilation, rested on these missionaries. But they failed to do so. Why? Because as of the time, it wasn't, and I mean homosexuality wasn't an issue. But it was widely practiced and even organized in the Roman culture. But was it a sin or a taboo in Roman culture? No, it wasn't. Was it a sin after the missionaries earlier, the African belief system? Was it a sin in the newfound Christianity? All of a sudden, there's controversy. And then in 2014, maybe President Goodluck Jonathan didn't know that his office could use some veto power. Personally, as an African, I think I'm confused about the subject.
Confused about the subject. Brilliant response so far. Now, because of the gay characters, back to your book. Now, because of the gay characters that were portrayed in your book, Sex and Lagos City, some critics would say, oh, the book itself, or the writer is encouraging and promoting homosexuality, while others may merely look at the title and say, oh, the book purely sexualizes homosexuality. In these regards, how will you respond?
The world doesn't need my support to promote homosexuality or encourage it. There are lots of NGOs doing that already. I am simply mirroring sexuality in Lagos. And I have to state for the record that homosexuality is an offense in the Nigerian law. So that makes my book a crime novel. And I want to ask, because an author writes about crime, does that mean crime is being promoted?
Brilliant question. Okay, finally, should we be looking and hoping to see a whole book from you, you know, dedicated to the subject in the future to come?
Well, I'll say let's keep our fingers crossed. And for future updates, you can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/sadavidya. And on Twitter at twitter.com/sadavidya.
Okay, we've come to the end of this week's episode. I want to say thank you so much, Success, for doing this with us. And also, I want to say thank you to every one of you out there for supporting and listening. Continue to support us by liking us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringsng. And also on Twitter, you can do the same by following us using twitter.com/nostringsng. Don't forget, you can buy Sex and Lagos City using the link under this episode on the No Strings website at www.nostringsng.com. I hope to be with you again next week. Don't forget, you can always call our hotline just in case you find yourself in some, you know, compromising situation, or you would just like to talk to us about what we do here. You can support us always, and you can do that by emailing info@nostringsng.com for all your inquiries. I'll try and be with you again next week. Bye-bye.